Are arthritis and Alzheimer's disease somehow resolvable? Abraham, can the gnarled joints caused by arthritis or the memory loss caused by the Alzheimer's disease be resolved? I mean, is it possible to recover from those kinds of illnesses at whatever age a person's at?
The conditions of your body truly are vibrational indicators of the balance of your thoughts. And so when you change your thoughts, the indicators must change also. The only reason that some diseases seem stubborn and unchangeable is because your thoughts are often stubborn and unchanging. Most people learn their patterns of counterproductive thought, often based on truths they've witnessed or learned from others. And as they hold stubbornly to those patterns of thought, which do not serve them, they then experience the results of those thoughts. And then an uncomfortable cycle occurs, where they think about unwanted things, valid, true, unwanted things, and in doing so, by the law of attraction, they prevent wanted things from coming into their experience and allow unwanted things to come instead. Then they focus even more on those unwanted things, causing more unwanted things to come. You can accomplish change in every experience, but you have to begin to see your world differently. You have to tell the story the way you want it to be, rather than like it is. When you choose the direction of your thoughts and conversations by the way they feel as you think them or speak them, then you begin to deliberately offer vibrations. You are vibrational beings whether you know it or not, and the law of attraction is eternally responding to the vibrations you are offering.
Well, can chemicals such as alcohol, nicotine, or cocaine negatively affect our body?
Your physical wellness is affected much more by your vibrational balance than it is by the things that you put into your body. And even more significant to your question is the fact that from your place of vibrational alignment, you would not feel inclined toward any substance that would detract from that balance. Almost without exception, the seeking of those substances comes from a place of less alignment. In fact, the impulse to participate in those substances comes from a desire to fill the void that is present because of the vibrational imbalance.